look, everything in Washington has been a lie. Weapons of mass destruction.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Release the Kraken!
3, 2, 1. Thunderbirds are go.
Thunder! Thunder! Thunder!
Are not fit anymore for the 21st century. It has laid bare the fundamental lack of social cohesion, fairness, inclusion, and equality. In short, we need a great reset.
If they asked us all 20 years ago to start reducing the population, and by starting with ourselves, well, no one would step forward and volunteer. So they do it. And that was the whole point of creating the Royal Institute for International Affairs, a parallel government, because they said that democracy and the bickering with politicians and, to say, the irreconcilable factors amongst groups within society were just too different, too much at odds, and they were at loggerheads with each other. They could not get their big agenda through. Therefore, the parallel government would not be responsible to the public, and it could steamroll ahead and bring in their new world order.
Hydra has been secretly feeding Christ, reaping war. And when history did not cooperate, history was
too high. Here's what we know. We know that the people who are dying from this disease are 11-fold more likely to pass if they are...
What plaything can you offer me today?
An obscure body in the SK system, Your Majesty. The inhabitants refer to it as the planet Earth.
How peaceful it looks.
Most effective, Your Majesty. Will you destroy this Earth?
Later. I like to play with things a while before annihilation.
But, friend, you are my only friend.
What the hell are you doing with this creep, huh, Benny? What's in it for you?
It is better to be the right hand of the devil than in his path. As long as I serve him, I am immune.
From what?
Pitch cash a lot.
What did you say?
I don't want to tell you. You just hurt me.
As we struggle out of the shadow of our malefactors, welcome back to the light.
I am vengeance. I am the night. I am
vengeance.
Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. For at least a while. And dying in your beds many years from now, would you have been willing to trade all the years from this day to that for one chance, just one chance to come back here and tell our enemies that you can take our lives, that you can never take our freedom? Every man dies. Not every man truly lives. You. We must fight for that authentic freedom and live, my friend. By God, we must live. And with the Holy Spirit as your shield and Christ as your sword, may you join St. Michael and all the angels in defending God and setting Lucifer and his henchmen straight right back to hell where they belong. All storms. Yes. The storm is upon us. But not without Jesus, our rudder.
The dark clouds hanging over our government can be lifted and replaced with a bright future. But it all depends on whether we let the corrupt media decide our future or whether we let the American people decide
who are capable
of such crimes against our nation are capable of anything. For them, it's a war. And for them, nothing at all is out of bounds. This is a struggle for the survival of our nation. Believe me. And this will be our last chance.
And I've seen people quitting.
Hey, rats! Rats!
Daniel! Did you have a plan if he responded?
I didn't think that far ahead.
You are live on Liberty's Thunder with Rex. Irreverent, relevant, and radioactive truth with a bite. The Ides of Janus have passed, and the tempest builds. Prepare your heart. If you want to talk to me, call in. Number is 646-649-1013. That's 646-649-1013. So now, how long we'll go today? It is cold, wet, and snowy here in the swamp, and the shit is hitting the fan. Like the sword of Damocles, November hangs over our heads as innocents are slaughtered. Will he? Won't he? Does it matter? Trump cut the Gordian knot once. Can he do it again? Who knows? Napoleon returned from exile once. Is Waterloo ahead? Or is the Battle of Hattin coming our way? Is that our destiny? Will we be the victors of Salamis or the vanquished of Syracuse? Who knows? The future is unwritten. Onward to battle. Onward. The war is engaged. And it is a war unlike any war that mankind has ever seen before. Global in scale. Mostly psychological, mostly information war. But the casualties are mounting at a rate higher than any time in human history. Now keep in mind, at the Battle of Salamis, the Greeks won the war, but the Spartans were slaughtered at Thermopylae. Sometimes you lose battles and win the war. But sometimes, it's more like Syracuse. The Athenian Navy won the battle, but they went on to lose the war. Outcomes are not determined. No trusty plan bullshit is going to work out for you. That's just a bunch of quizzling quibberish. And you always have to put everything in perspective. You have to have the hope of victory. Otherwise, you won't have any motivation to fight. You have to acknowledge that victory is not guaranteed. It isn't predestined. It isn't inevitable. Karma might be a bitch, but she's a fictitious bitch. She doesn't exist. There's no such thing as fucking karma, you morons. There's no such thing as the fates either. Even in Greek mythology, the gods were subject to the whims of the fates. And the fates were a personified group of, I guess, women, who laid out people's destinies. But the fact of the matter is the fates didn't have any real content. They didn't exist. They were a convenient literary explanation for things beyond control. There are no fates. There is no karma. And although from God's perspective there is predestination, from yours there is no such thing. The only thing before you is your choice. What you freely choose to do. And your willful willingness to confidently rely on God's divine providence. See, that's the complexity of the current state of human nature. Technically, we have two states, but for most of us, we are fallen, prone to fear, subject to our unruly passions and hurtling towards death. That can cause you to freeze, or worse, be your own enemy. The fact of the matter is, you are free. You are always free. You are free to make choices. Right now, the only choice that you have is to speak the truth boldly, loudly, with confidence, and engage in battle, because the war is coming to your door. It's only a matter of time. We are a nation under siege. You may have noticed that there are empty shelves in the stores, a supply chain nightmare engineered and perpetrated upon us is starting to manifest and will probably last for the next 6 months. Longer, if the incompetence of the current public administration tries to solve the problem. Shorter, if things are allowed to flow through and work out. But it is a siege. It is part of the fear campaign that is designed to destroy this country. From, quote, goblins raiding trains, to the supply chain hiccups, to the offshore ships, to 13 million people being shut down in China, to the financial calamity that befalls us because of the Federal Reserve and their overnight repos and money printing and alleged rate hikes that are coming. I mean, Powell can't raise the rates more than twice, barely a fraction of that. None of the past triggers that they've used and none of the tools that have been used in the past to stem inflation are going to have any effect. They've already printed the money. 40% of all U.S. Federal Reserve notes in circulation were printed in the last 12 months. It is out of control, and it is intentional, because inflation is theft, and you are being robbed. You are under siege. People are being murdered, and everybody is being psychologically terrorized. Now, it sounds like a pretty fucked up situation. You should curl up in a fetal position and cry like a bitch, or engage in some kind of political masturbation, jerking off for, you know, politicians to save you. None of that will fucking help. You got to get real. We are so beyond the bullshit, and the bullshit has increased to such a degree that if you can't see beyond the bullshit by this point, you're lost. I pray for your soul, but fuck you, get out of the way, because the rest of us have shit to do. And sometimes, in this life, you got to do more than two things at the same fucking time. So you got to get your heads out of your asses and start fucking fighting back, or we are all fucked. That's the reality. That's what you're facing. That's the bleak situation ahead. Now, if that scares you and you want to cry like a bitch, fine, don't call in and bother me. But if you've got some balls, call in and talk to me, because I don't know how much longer I can ramble. Still tired from this cold that I got, this engineered vaccine-induced cold that I got, because every fucking moron around here puts a diaper on their face and has had three jabs in their arms and are aching for their next fucking jab. Now, I happen to live in the greater swamp region of the imperial capital. Some of you might live out in free America, but around here, it's an unhealthy situation. These people are completely insane. And despite all the good news maybe coming out of the Commonwealth of Virginia, it's not going to change the way things are. So if I'm a little pissed off, it's because I was already pissed off and I was in a bad mood, and then Butch Robinson decided to antagonize me right before airtime. I think it's because he's sitting back in his recliner listening to the show and chuckling at the effect he had by calling me out on some of my more vague statements that I posted on Facebook. That's right, I posted on Facebook. Actually, it wasn't me, it was John Rolfe, because Rex is still banned for 3 more weeks. And while Rex is banned every day, Zuck AI is going through my posts and removing them for inappropriate content, especially any InfoWars videos that I put up, because they finally figured out Alex's most recent URL to bypass their algorithm. But you can still find me on the internet, on the only true free speech platform that there is, Gab. Get on Gab and follow me at Rex_Christie. Follow Bond Robin at Bond Robin. I also happen to be on Jason Miller Miles Guo's hurting Twitter platform called Getter. It's pretty lame. But I was on Twitter until I got permanently banned on all of my accounts, and it looks like all the conservatards have migrated over to Getter, so I post there. But really, Gab is the only platform worth being on because Orba's building a community centered on truth and freedom. So get on Gab. Get other people on Gab. Follow me. Give me some more followers and share the friggin' show, because otherwise I'm just talking into the digital airwaves to no one in particular because nobody knows that I'm doing this. And then, of course, Butch Robinson will upload it to his channels and nobody will know that it's there unless you tell them. And make sure that you subscribe to Bond Robin's channels on BitChute, on Rumble, and especially on Gab TV. And make sure that you engage with the videos in the Gab TV app and then share them to Gab and other platforms, because the Gab TV app is like its own self-contained platform that's linked to the Gab social media platform. And, you know, make sure you give it a thumbs up, make sure you subscribe, make sure you share, make sure you tell people why they should listen to Liberty's Thunder, or I guess these days listen to Rex rant for an hour or so, and why they should listen to Bond Robin, because they should. There's a lot of wisdom there, a lot of information you don't hear anywhere else, so make sure you get it. But you have to understand, as bleak as the situation is, as horrible as it is, and people will keep dying, even if we start rolling this thing back. People have taken this poison into their bodies. The effects are coming. They're mounting every day. They're murdering children. They're murdering the elderly. They're murdering everybody, soccer players. And they will not quarter any dissent. Australia just deported Novak. Why? Because they revoked his visa, put him in quarantine, and then he was able to get out. And the theory was that, you know, he was going to be booed by everybody because he's putting people at risk for selfish reasons because he won't get vaxxed. And then I guess they tested the winds and realized, fuck, no one's going to boo him. People are going to cheer him as a hero. We can't let this guy out on the court, so they deported him. It's all part of the PSYOP. You need to call these things out. Sometimes they seem minor, like, you know, who cares about, you know, Australian tennis? The fact of the matter is, it is important. You also have to put things in perspective, because history is unfolding before our eyes, and the picture is bleak. But you have to enjoy it, because this life is brief. This life is a gift. You need to appreciate every moment, including the ones that are painful, because pain is an incredible teacher. And at the crossroads of history is the ultimate pain. At the crossroads of history is the ultimate crime. At the crossroads of history, the creatures murdered their creator. And our gracious, merciful creator laid down his life for us. At the crossroads of history is the incarnation of Christ. And that gives meaning to everything. I know some of you probably get a little irritated with me for constantly talking about Christianity. You would prefer I talk about some neutral context, some secular fundamentalist context, some Judeo-Luciferian context, some Masonic deist context, some mythical objective context devoid of religion, theology, and most especially the one true God. Earmuffs, everybody, because my response to that is fuck you. because there is no other context. You've invented them, or someone has invented them, and you have freely chosen to buy into them. They don't exist. There is only one context of reality. You'd better figure out what it is. I'm telling you what it is, but you'd better figure it out. The only context of the reality in which we find ourselves here and now, everything was made through the Word of God, the eternal Logos, Jesus Christ, and life was breathed into you by the Holy Spirit. And only the one triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, gives reality not only existence, but meaning. And he did something that we may never understand. He created us free to choose to reflect his love back to him. That is why we are made in his image and likeness. We spend most of our lives trying to mar the image and become unlike him. You better understand that everything that you do, from the most minute thing in your life to the most profound geopolitical issues that we face, is informed by that reality and no other false meta multiverse bullshit simulation. God became man that we might become like unto God. And this battle before us is the opportunity that you have in which to exercise virtue, heroic virtue, and become like God. We should be paying more attention, but the spirit of this fallen world is a master of deceit and distraction. We must resolve to keep our mind in Christ. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. So the buzzword of the week is mass formation psychosis. You can blame Joe Rogan and Dr. Malone for that, and of course, all of the official media sources and experts who shape reality for you have told you that this does not exist, which means it absolutely does. But you have to understand something. Just because we're using the buzzword mass formation psychosis right now, it's nothing you're not familiar with. It's part of group dynamics. And if you've ever been part of a group or an organization of more than three people, you really start to understand this. But group dynamics are not really a thing, just like society is not really a thing, right? There is no amorphous model, platonic form of society or groups. Society and groups are made up of individuals. Group dynamics are simply numerous individual persons making individual decisions. Unfortunately, many have been programmed to do so as part of a hive mind, including, maybe especially, most conservatives. You need to understand this, because the fact is that as a person, you are free and responsible. Nothing can change that. You are free and responsible. That isn't because Thomas Jefferson penned some beautiful poetic language into our Declaration of Secession. It isn't because James Madison adopted the Virginia Plan and formulated something called the U.S. Constitution that, you know, sets up the cornerstones of our government. That's not why you're free and responsible. Every human being in all of history has been free and responsible. We just don't exercise our freedom and we eschew responsibility, and that is how tyrants rule.
If we're free, then we wouldn't be forced to get the jab. If we're responsible, then I guess I'm responsible for the bad things that happen in this world.
That is correct.
Now what the fuck are we supposed to do? We're some real pretty shit now, man!
We've always been in some real pretty shit now, and you can run around like a chicken without a head saying, what the fuck are we supposed to do? Or you can realize, what am I supposed to do in this situation? And ask God for the grace and the wisdom and the courage to do it. That's what you're facing. But we have these bullshit calls for unity. Last night at his rally in Arizona, was again, calling for us to be united, right? America first, the movement, blah, blah, blah. And there is some sense where that is true. You can't have an army of one despite what the U.S. Army tells you. And these days you don't even know what the U.S. Army is telling you to be an army of one with. I mean, it could be an army of one trans-testicle, gender-bender, gender-fluid monstrosity, and that gives a whole new meaning to telling these military brass to go fuck themselves, because they might actually be capable of doing it. But you cannot be an army of one. An army requires unity. But you cannot have unity in vice. You can only have unity in virtue. Now, that doesn't mean that the vicious cannot consort. It means that there is no real unity. There is no honor among thieves, because the vicious will turn on each other as soon as it is expedient. True unity is only available in virtue. True unity is only available in Christ. We do not need to unite for the sake of unity. We need to unite in virtue for the sake of truth and liberty, because we are individual persons who have a responsibility and the freedom to exercise it. The group dynamics, mass formation psychosis, is how they fuck you up so that you can't think straight, so that you can't act against the tyrants of this world. Well, it's time to teach these bastards a lesson, right? So the meme that goes around is the, you know, whatever trending thing is a threat to our democracy, right? But this is a meme that's not a threat to democracy at all. This is created by elitist oligarchs who are corrupt at best and more likely Luciferian. Many are formally satanic, and there is a distinction between those two things. And you need to understand it, because I hate to break this to you. This can upset you, and I really don't give a fuck, because my job is to tell you the truth. If you have ears to hear, you have to decide what to do with what you hear. Most of us, at some point in our lives, and some of us still, have a Luciferian ideology.
Oh, no, Rex, I'm a freedom-loving, conservative, libertarianish Christian.
Bullshit, you're a Luciferian. Now, you might not be formally satanic. To be formally satanic, you must engage in the rituals of Satanism and the other mystery cults that pretend to be something other than satanic. But Luciferian, that's simply following the first person who rebelled against God. Manifested evil. The evil doesn't exist because it isn't created. It is not created by God. God is incapable of creating evil, because evil is a negation of God. And God, omnipotent as he is, cannot create something that negates himself. First of all, that's irrational and crazy. Second of all, there would be nothing for us to have this conversation, and because reality could not possibly exist under that kind of foundation. Now, you might think, well, that's patently obvious, Rex. Well, it is to a Christian. Not necessarily true for other religions, including Judaism and Islam. But evil is a negation of the good, a negation of God. It doesn't exist. But as soon as a free, willing person, Lucifer certainly was a free-willing person who was created by God and was good. Good and free and responsible. And he shirked his responsibility and he abused his freedom to rebel against God and manifested evil. And then seduced the woman and tripped up the man in paradise, and evil and sin and death entered the cosmos. And we are dealing with that very foundational problem today, right now. This isn't for Sunday school or your theology lesson or anything like that. This is for every moment of your life, especially when you're looking at our political situation and the geopolitics around the world. Because what we are facing, what we are staring right in the fucking face, is evil. Not misguided people with bad policies who have good intentions. No, bullshit. Enough of that crap. Quit giving them a pass. Quit giving them the benefit of the doubt. Stand up and call it what it is. It's fucking evil. That's what we're facing. And its fruits are death by murder. It's fucking evil. Call it what it is and stop participating in it. Or you will not get out of this alive. Transformation psychosis, my ass. It's fucking participation in evil. That's what we're talking about. Your Creator, who is all good and all holy, created you good and free and responsible as an individual person born into one human family with our angelic cousins. No other creature in the cosmos has that free will, but you and the angels. To refuse to obey the good God who wants nothing for you but the best things and perfection is literally insane. Now, Lucifer, the most intelligent and beautiful of all of the angelic order, chose himself over and against God, which is insanity. How can the most beautiful and most intelligent of the angelic beings be insane? Because insanity isn't some moron with a straitjacket on lithium, drooling in a fucking corner. Insanity is literally choosing against your own best interest by choosing against the one who made you. That's fucking nuts. But we all do it. That's the wound. That's the disease. That's the real fucking virus, people. That's the pandemic. And it's been that way since the beginning. And it is a lie. So don't think insanity and intelligence are somehow unrelated. That, based on historic precedent, one can say the more intelligent a person is, the more likely they are to suffer insanity. And the insanity makes perfect sense. And you see it all around you with the face diapers and the jabbing. The insanity makes perfect sense, and frankly, at this point, I'm pissed off about it, but it doesn't really bother me. It doesn't bother me because if you understand that most people are stuck in a fundamentally flawed paradigm of what reality actually is, it makes perfect sense why they're insane. But you, assuming you're trending towards sanity, no other reason why you'd listen to this show, I just yell at you and insult you, and unless you're trending towards sanity, you might find that to be something offensive and sensitive. And if you do, good, fuck off, don't listen to me. But if you are trending towards sanity, you're capable of and can tell them what reality actually is. But you can't make them believe it. Most of them don't want to. Sadly, and this is something that I try not to think about too often, because if you stop to think about it, it'll crush your soul. Most not even don't want to. They refuse to. And they will suffer for it. And you and me are helpless to do anything about it. It is up to them, their ability to noetically accept the truth, which they don't want to do. That's why they're insane. Pray for them. You have to pray for them. But most of them are totally fucking nuts. we have to live here, surrounded by them, until we move on to our reward. This is the truth, but it is also the truth that the globalist, tyrannical, Luciferian oligarchs understand. And as for them, it is a concern because that makes them fear you. They fear us. We outnumber them. And that fear induces them to want to control and kill you and your children. See, they're talking to you about the threat to democracy. Well, the majority of Americans right now, by their definition of what is a threat to democracy, at least the January 6th version, most Americans, probably 75 to 80% of the people in this country, are a threat to democracy. That means that the majority, the overwhelming majority of the demos at large is a threat to democracy, which is an insane idea. How can the demos at large be a threat to democracy, which is based on the will of the demos? The demos, the people, can only be a threat to the ruling minority, not to, quote, democracy, the amorphous concept of the rule of the people at large, which never really exists outside of possibly small groups. This is why they hurl the psyops at you. This is why they attack your identity group, so as to create a multi-pronged series of groups, right, with seemingly opposing goals, perpetually pitted in conflict with each other for the sake of providing cover for the ruling minority whose tenuous grip on power is slipping from their grasp as they are exposed for the sinister incompetence and evil that they have had your entire life. Your job is to topple these fuckers. They're scared, they're weak, they're dangerous, and it is time to take them out. And the mood is shifting. People are sick of the COVID psyop. People are sick of the stolen elections. People are sick and tired of the lying political theater. And people are getting sick of the constant barrage of bullshit and crap through a filthy, degenerate culture. But the loudest voices are the insane. And it is easy to get swept up in the insanity. You have to ground yourself in truth and reality every moment to stand up against this tide of massive, insane bullshit that is constantly flooding at you. You're mired in shit. It sucks. I hate it. But it is what it is. Now, amongst this, you also have victories. There were lots of wins this week. It was a big week. It was a big week. Lots of wins. What kind of wins, Rex? Well, I mean, did you miss it? Because it happened. Apparently, bullying Republicans is the only way to get them to do anything, despite themselves, that might work out for us. And you have to be careful, though, right? Because some of these wins are actually some kind of a jujitsu that's designed to get you to overplay your hand, let down your guard, and then flip you on your back. I noticed that in my personal email inbox, I now get all of my Trump emails, all of the solicitations for contributions and deadlines, and make America great again, blah, blah, blah. Now, why is that surprising? Because for the past 5 years, those have all been going to my spam folder. Now, I'm not one to, you know, contribute to a party. I will contribute to a candidate if I think that they're worthwhile. And I did contribute. I may have done it in 2020. I can't remember. But either way, that was because the dollars can't be faked. Small dollar donations showing the support that Trump had was like the massive amount of people he was getting at the rallies. I mean, you have to think to yourself, most people, including Democrats, think that there was something wrong with the election. That would have never happened if it wasn't for the stark contrast of the dotard hiding in his basement and the big, blonde, beautiful bastard holding rallies in front of tens of thousands of people consistently. That image, that visual cannot account for Joe Biden getting the most votes out of any candidate in history as Donald Trump, according to the official numbers, increased his vote by 12 million people. Statistically, it's not true. Visually, it's not true. It's not actually true at all. But that's what lends itself to this. But nevertheless, all of those spam emails were going to spam, and now I'm getting them. Why am I getting them now? Huh? Why am I getting them? Did my spam filter suddenly fail? Or is it that we're now gearing up for November? And either A, Trump wants to be a kingmaker, or B, they want to lull you into a false sense that somehow the November midterm elections are going to do fuck all to fix the mess that we're in. They're not. You understand that? It's just electoral masturbation, and you suffer from electile dysfunction. There are wins. The Scotus decision to shut down Biden's private employer mandates for testing and or vaccination is a win. Now, unfortunately, that little fucker, Kavanaugh, that we all fought for because of what they were doing to him, sided with the other cunts to force 17 million healthcare workers, if the place they work for accepts federal money, which with Medicare and Medicaid is pretty much everybody, they can be forced to take vaccines. Now think of the insanity here. These are people who were working through the first wave of the pandemic of 2020, blah, 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 right, without vaccines, without therapeutics, barely enough PPE. Now, as people are dropping dead all over the place from the fucking vaccines, we're going to force these healthcare workers to choose to either live their vocation of providing healthcare to the sick, or to have to resign or get fired, which is a better option, for not taking poison into their bodies. And your Supreme Court, the highest law, the highest body of the land, blah, blah, fuck you, has decided that they can be forced. That's not a win. The other one was a win. Sometimes it's a mixed bag. Welcome to America. Right? But we also have Ray Epps, front and center, forcing the FBI to arrest Stuart Rhodes. If you don't know who Ray Epps and Stuart Rhodes are, you're a fucking moron, but make sure you go to revolver.news. Darren Beatty has it all laid out. You can find it there. And Ted Cruz, you know, inadvertently helped make that happen in the congressional record because Tucker, you know, handed him his ass on Tucker's show because he referred to the January 6th protesters as terrorists. And then the reason he was doing that, obviously, we know who Ted Cruz is. He's a Cuban-Canadian cunt. You know, he was figuring that it's time that the powers that be want to ditch Trump and appropriate MAGA, and that's probably going to be Peo / DeSantis. So for me to run in 2016, I've got to pick another lane. I'll pick the more sober, conservative lane of distancing myself from that. And he did, and it blew up in his fucking face, and then he had to triangulate and come back to, you know, well, I call all them terrorists, and it's just a word I use, but no, I'm talking blah, 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 whatever the fuck, okay? Fuck Ted Cruz. But he was forced to bring up Ray Epps to the FBI, and of course, like all good bureaucratic pieces of shit, the answer is always, I don't know, I don't have access to that information, I can't discuss it in a non-classified setting. I'll have to circle jerk back to you on that, because just like with the Church and Pike commissions and the Warren Commission and every other cover-up congressional theater fucking commission, the whole point is to obfuscate, stall, delay until either people forget or the problem sort of resolves itself and becomes a moot point. Why do you think they're admitting to you now that 96% of reported COVID deaths were inaccurate? Because it's too late. Why do you think that they're okay pulling the vaccine mandate requirement now? Because most people have fucking complied. Now, that's not true. Most people have not complied. I would argue that a majority of Americans has not taken even one jab. But in certain professions, certain companies, like the professionals in cubicle farms, once the company has 90% vaccine compliance, then they say, well, we're not going to mandate it anymore. Well, great. Fucking you poison 90% of your the population, so it's not necessary. Just sort of like now we're talking about possibly repealing Roe v. Wade. Yeah, sure, why not? You sterilized 30% of the fucking childbearing aged humans in America, so, you know, who cares? We don't need abortion anymore. We can kill a third of the next generation simply by not even allowing them to reproduce in the first place. They always delay, stall, and wait until the thing that they put in place manifests and it's too late for you to do a fucking thing about it. You got to get ahead of it. But and you notice that the window between conspiracy theory and, oh, well, that turns out to be fact-checked true, is shrinking. And you got to keep shrinking that window until we actually get ahead of it. That's what you have to do. That's your job. But that was a big victory because it starts, undermines the whole January 6th argument that most of the country doesn't buy anyway. You know, the supply chain and inflation stuff, well, we knew that was coming. I mean, some of us are not surprised by this at all. But a little bit of pain for those who thought that we were crazy when we brought it up is certainly helpful, because maybe they'll listen to us on the next thing, whatever the fuck it is. It might involve a new Marburg virus. It might involve the aliens landing and bringing you technology to turn you into a battery. Who knows what the fuck they're going to cook up with. It is all part of the Great Reset, right? These people are fucking insane, and they want to spread their insanity. There were significant wins this week. So what? I mean, that's good. You need to highlight those. You need to push and capitalize on those. But overall, you're still in the shit, looking at a very terrible situation, and you should rejoice about that, because at least we have clarity. We know what we have to do, and the risk of not acting is becoming far greater than the risk of acting. You have to understand that these people want you and your family dead. Dead, and they're going to kill you eventually unless you bow down to their idols and comply. So if they want you dead, then you might as well fight now while you can, because they're going to kill you anyway. You literally have nothing to lose, and they're about to take away everything you have anyway. But nevertheless, lots of wins this week, and it's going to keep mounting through the November theater, right? Because bullying Republicans and ridiculing Democrats works. And you really have to understand that you have to bully the Republicans. There's no holding their feet to the fire. You have to make it so impossible for them to fake, just like Ted Cruz. You forced him to bring up Ray Epps as opposed to calling the January 6th protesters terrorists. You forced him to do that by blowing it up in his face. You're ridiculing, you know, the whole Let's Go Brandon meme. It has pummeled Biden, where he is literally the most unpopular man to sit in a White House television set ever. Fantastic. It's a good thing. And the other one, the moron, the one that got where she is on her back, you know, what is it she said? She said, we have to keep doing what we're doing every day, and that day is today or some shit like that. I mean, it's fucking insane. These people are ridiculous. And she's actually liked even less than Biden. So ridicule works. Ridicule the Democrats and bully the Republicans. We've got a new lobbyist governor here in Virginia. It was a huge victory in November, blah, blah, blah. I can't tell you how much flack I got when people would ask me about what I'm doing in November, and I told them they can go fuck themselves because I'm not participating in a rigged voting system. It's still rigged. It's bullshit. And I said, now, you know, your young, cucking little candidate from the Carlisle group, he's probably going to be allowed to win because that's the narrative that they want. But he can win without my fucking participation because I'm not participating in a fraud, in a lie, in your bullshit rigged fractional vote system. And guess what? Youngkin won. And as soon as I told people, were like, oh, this is great. You know, we won. We have a Republican. We're turning the tide. I said, don't expect much from this cunt. He's a fucking lobbyist. He's affiliated with Dominion voting systems. They let him win because he's pliable, right? But we bullied him leading up to, you know, the massive red wave of November because of that into acting more like DeSantis. Now, he's not sincere. He's a cunt. But 11 executive orders signed on the first day of his inauguration yesterday, which included no mask mandates for children in Virginia schools, no vaccine requirements for state employees. The Attorney General wiped out the entire fucking, quote, civil rights division of the Attorney General's office. That was fantastic. We have CRT is specifically prohibited, proscribed, from being taught in schools, and the Attorney General launched an investigation in Loudoun County Public Schools. These are all good things. And it's because we bullied the Republicans into doing it, and the only reason you have the leverage to bully them is because they have to appear to appeal to MAGA with the huge victory from Virginia in order to psyop you in November. So you have to use their own tactics, strategies, and psyops against them, and then you need to call them out and hit them when they fucking veer because they will, because that's the game. That's the game. You got to bully the Republicans, and you've got to replace them with people that are sincere about putting America first and her people, right? So don't underestimate the jujitsu psyops of subversion. Okay, short-term victories can become dialectically manipulated to synthesize a bigger subversion down the road. So you got to be aware of these things, and you got to stay on target. Now, I watched yesterday's rally, which I haven't been able to do because I just can't stomach looking at Trump be a fucking vaccine shill salesman. But I watched it yesterday because I had a feeling it was going to be a shift in tone, and I wanted to make sure I accounted for it, so I watched. And there was. He actually called some things out that he hadn't done before. He did essentially indicate that the vaccines are a failure, that they should not vaccinate children. Now, he's never been for mandates, so that stayed consistent. But he has, you know, he's been proud of his warp speed achievement. Fuck me. So stupid. He finally got the message that his supporters overwhelmingly call out that bullshit. Why did he get that message? Because we've been saying it, and it's been censored, and the censoring is actually pointed to it. And on the platforms like Gab, where it's not censored, Torba has a reserved account for Real Donald Trump, and he puts out all of the statements that Trump makes. And then in the comments section, whenever it's about pro-vaccine, it's lit up, and Torba has that data, and he shared it. Overwhelmingly, America First, Trump-supporting Americans are against not only the vaccine mandates, but the fucking vaccines. Not all of them, but overwhelmingly. He finally got that fucking message. So and I know he has to thread the needle, and he may be a captured entity. He may not be a captured entity. We don't know. But he did bring that up. He brought up Ray Epps. He specifically mentioned Ashley Babbitt. So there was a shift in the tone, and yesterday's rally was a lot more like Trump 2016 than it was like what's been going on for the past 12 months. Now, does that mean that he's running, not running, he's the answer, he's not the answer? At this point, who fucking cares, okay? The point is that as long as he's speaking truth, that's good. When he's not, you got to call him out. But he did say, and it's kind of like a cheerleader chest thumping thing, but man has delivered in the past. He said, we're going to stage a comeback the likes of which no one has ever seen, and the best is yet to come. Does that mean that I'm going to be stuck with a bunch of worthless Republicans that he's endorsed like he has in the past, or is that shifting? In some places, it's shifting. And the Republican establishment is scared. They were sure that they were rid of Trump last January. He's become more popular, and they have no choice but to put him out there as the front and center standard bearer. And they hate it, and it's crushing them. They're getting 3 out of 7 of the Republicans that voted to impeach him are gone. Democrats are dropping like flies. Mitch McConnell is on his heels. So at least visually and optically, it's starting to turn. But, you know, is Trump going to actually stage that comeback? Well, it's too soon to tell. I don't see anybody else that could fill his shoes right now. I mean, I know they keep talking about DeSantis, but DeSantis is no Trump. And keep in mind that the landscape's going to change a lot, but 2024 has already begun. And don't be surprised if you see a Republican primary where they're trying to give us an alternative to Trump, like a Pompeo DeSantis gimmick, okay, which won't work out like you think it would. And on the other side, they're going to be dumping their woke tards. I know they've been floating Hillary's going to run again. Hillary is not running. Hillary is damaged goods at this point for them. But they could run a Manchin cinema ticket and tell you that we're the blue-collar Democrats of old, the classic liberals. We're not the woke tards anymore. These are the games that are going to be playing out. And why are they playing these games? Well, they're playing these games because it is possible, although there's a long way to go, that you might actually be able to, at the state level, get the election system to start working again. And if that happens, then they've got to go back to their old games before the machines were introduced to give you two shitty candidates that they control no matter what the outcome is. That's the game. Now, Trump mentioned that you got to get rid of Mitch, and he also brought up something else yesterday. Paper ballots. Not mail-in ballots, not paper ballots scanned into machines, paper ballots so that there's a legitimate trail. It's not that hard to fix our voting system. There's no will to do it unless you force it. And that's why it's important to watch a show like Bannon's War Room, even though most of the time it's just Jews and Jesuits and mental masturbation. There are some people on there that have some efficacy, and he does give Mike Lindell a platform, and Mike Lindell is dangerous because Mike Lindell's the kind of guy that doesn't give a shit about money, but he's very wealthy, and he's just going to go toe-to-toe and kind of attack on these machines. And you need to support Mike Lindell, especially since to get at him now, they're debanking his drug and alcohol recovery center. It's a war. You got to keep fighting, support those who do. But then you also got Dan Schultz and his precinct project, which Dan's been doing it for a long time, but most of us didn't know anything about it until it was on Bannon's War Room, which has a huge audience, a huge activist audience, mostly not boomer aged, which is a huge help. So what you have is people from the grassroots literally actually taking over the Republican Party. Now, keep in mind, the Republicans are going, the globalist oligarchs, Luciferian, whatever the fuck, deep state, I don't care what you call it, they're going to put people in there who sound MAGA who aren't. They've already done it. But they're also recruiting people to counter these domestic terrorists that are taking over school boards. And they don't want you taking over the precincts, because if you take over the precincts and you take over the state committee and you take over the central committee, and then you might be able to edge out the lobbyists. But that's happening right now, and that is an important factor, because at some point this whole thing collapses, and assuming we survive, you're going to have to put in some kind of system to go forward. And so you need to be working on that. Is that the only thing you need to be working on? And is that the only path to victory? No, but it is one aspect in an asymmetric war. You know, so Napoleon came back from exile once. Will Trump? We'll see what happens, right? We don't know. There's a whole lot of rhetorical triangulation going on right now on all corners, because the people have made their dissatisfaction known. And I don't think that the oligarchs were expecting this much resistance. They were expecting some, but not this much, not this level, not across the spectrum that they are seeing. But nevertheless, my skepticism has moved to DEFCON 3. You can't trust any of this stuff, not even what Trump is saying. You can only trust Christ. Ask him for the grace to be able to see the truth. Now, that does not mean that you don't tout the victories and push in the right direction. You always push in the right direction, even if it might turn out to be bullshit. It's still the right direction. You just have to be cautious that you don't pin all your hopes on it, and then when it doesn't work out, you suffer a crushing defeat. There's going to be defeats. There's going to be deceits. There's going to be letdowns. Always do the right thing, given the information you have. Because the beastly elephant fighting hard, real hard, to eject, appropriate, subvert, and deceive the America first infiltrators into their system. Because the system cannot function without the appearance of a robust two-party apparatus engaged in vigorous ideological debate. The election rigging and the PSYOPs candidates lose effectiveness without the theater, including Trump. Including Trump. The election rigging and PSYOPs candidates lose effectiveness without the theater. Now, there is no political solution to our current problem. But the political battle is one front in a much larger global slash cosmic asymmetric war. And you need to fight on all fronts. Now, that doesn't mean you personally have to fight on all fronts. That would be impossible. But wherever your talents lie, you need to fight on multiple fronts. Political situation is one of those. It's not the only one. It's not likely the one that's going to solve any of the problems, or at least not the major problems. But you still have to fight on it. Because this is a fight to the death on multiple fronts. And keep in mind that it's a PSYOP. They're going to try to PSYOP you with this, you know, political conflict. So what you need is a real political conflict, and that's what they're afraid of. That's what they don't like. And that's why they go after certain people more vigorously than others, because some people are an actual threat, and others only appear to be a threat. Ted Cruz, for example. Ted Cruz is a threat because Ted Cruz is about Ted Cruz, and he doesn't get along with any of them. So they hate him, but they'll use him when they want to, and Ted Cruz will pretend to be, you know, America first when it's convenient for him. And there are others like him. I'm just picking on him because, you know, he's a Cuban-Canadian cunt and he opened his mouth this week and he fucking tripped over himself. But the fact that he brought up Ray Epps in a congressional hearing to the FBI, that was huge. Is it theater? Yes. Is anything going to happen? No. Not because of Ted Cruz. But at least it put it into the ether of conversation. Remember what Carol Quigley said. Carol Quigley, he doesn't like that it's secret. He thinks it should be out in the open. And frankly, he got his wish now. It is out in the open. The question is, do people understand what that means? But anyway, the insiders gave him a peer into their documents so that he could convince the Cold War CIA operators why we were, you know, basically supporting communism. And he said the two parties should be almost identical, so that the American people can throw the rascals out of any election without leading to any profound, extensive shifts in policy. Then it should be possible to replace it every 4 years if necessary by the other party, which will be none of these things, but will still pursue with new vigor approximately the same basic policies. That's why you got the same crap from Obama as you got from George Bush, but everybody thought it was different. And you were going to get the same crap from Hillary when she beat Jeb Bush. Unfortunately, you got Trump. And Trump proved that counter policies are unacceptable. But Trump also proved that as a businessman, he made a terrible political administrator, was surrounded by traitors, and never gutted the administrative state that Bannon called on day one and never got it done. And so everything that he did for those glorious 3 years, which yielded tremendous results, was undone by a dotard that can't even wipe his own ass with, you know, several signatures very quickly, and just look at the past year. It's like the 3 years of Trump never happened. That's how flawed your system is. And we require fundamental changes. You need to gut the fucking system. It isn't about reforming the FBI. It's about getting rid of the FBI and prosecuting all of the criminals there. It's about getting rid of the CIA. It's about getting rid of the Department of Education. It is about getting rid of probably 60 to 70% of the federal bureaucratic apparatus and then doing the same thing at the state level. And it is a long slog to get there if we ever do. That's where you have to go. You got to get rid of all this shit, which means that individuals and families and groups have to take more responsibility so that we don't cede these responsibilities to a pair of chicks in the bureaucracy and end up with a fucking Luciferian system choking us, jabbing us to death. Now, the nice thing is that the Democrats are currently destroying themselves, and the narrative lies are being exposed, and that's huge. Focus needs to be on non-compliance with the tyranny and on speaking of the truth at all times, everywhere. Now, politically, this means the enemy is not the Democrats, because they're basically killing themselves. The enemy, as always, is the GOP. It's the Republicans, stupid. You have to force them into America first. You have to force them to take over their apparatus. You have to take over their apparatus by force. And then we have to move to destroying the permanent administrative state. It is the Republican stupid. It is always the Republican stupid. Now, how can that be? How can it be that I'm calling out Trump's party? Because that's the problem. Right? The momentum is on the Republican side. A Republican victory in November is inevitable. It has to happen. They can't not make it happen. The question is, what kind of Republican victory? Who's going to actually be in charge? Is Kevin McCarthy going to be able to block everything that he says he's going to do for electoral purposes? Is someone like Jim Jordan going to actually step up and he gives great speeches and he, you know, lays things out succinctly and correctly? Is he going to have any power in the Republican Party? These are the things that you have to force, because politics is one aspect of this asymmetric war, and you need to be focused on that. Because in a democratic republic ruled by a tyrannical shadow oligarchy, make no mistake about what it is. It is a democratic republic ruled by a tyrannical shadow oligarchy.
Well, then how can it be a democratic republic?
Because the people are given the appearance of participation. Demos have the appearance of participation and the psyop of ownership of the government. That's why it says, we the people, on the magical piece of 18th century parchment, because we own the government. You know, that's why you get these nice tropes when the cops do something they shouldn't do or politicians. You work for us. No, they don't fucking work for you. They work for their boss. That's who pays them and gives them benefits. And if they tell them, I'm going to take your pension away if you don't go in that restaurant and arrest that family for eating without a fucking face diaper, they'll do it. Unless they have balls. And they won't have balls one-off. We got to give courage in numbers. But it gives you the appearance of ownership of the government. You don't fucking own the government. You can never own the government as long as Wall Street and the Federal Reserve exist. Never. That is the next battle. Because unless you take out, now they're going to take out their own money system as part of the Great Reset, right? And then you'll have to use your Vax Pass to do anything, and they'll starve you to death and kill you, or turn you into a battery. But you will never own your government, even if you fix your electoral system, as long as the money power remains. That's a fact. Face it, accept it, do something about it. But this idea of participation in the ownership of the government, that engenders compliance, false pride. We're the United States, we're awesome. We do good things. Don't confuse yourself with your government. It's not the same thing. And it engenders acquiescence and placation. And there is a very real danger of that, despite everything that's been exposed, of that happening right now. Unless you call out every fucking thing that's wrong, especially on, quote, our side. Deadliest and most lethal virus is the one that convinces you to trust and comply with your own destruction. That is Luciferianism in a nutshell. The Republic is a phantom. Politicians are not elected, they are selected. They are merely puppets in a psyops theater. Major culprits of tyranny are not the politicians. They're just there to front for the shadow oligarchs who refer to themselves as a cabal. And they hide behind these politicians, so they pit them against each other like pieces on a chessboard so that you can get into the cheering like you do for all the sports games that you've been conditioned to root for your team, your colors, right? And keep your eyes off the oligarchs. You want to go after Hillary Clinton, George Soros, right? But you don't even know who these others are. But keep in mind something, that even with the oligarchs are a very small minority with a lot of power and money. That's only because the politicians feed off that. But the politicians really don't have any power either. You can see that in the congressional theater. You ask the FBI a question, they say they don't know, nothing happens. Well, they might issue a subpoena, like for Steve Bannon, get him arrested. That's not going to go anywhere. They arrested Stuart Rose for seditious conspiracy. He'll be let off. Ray Epps? We don't talk about Ray Epps. Adam Kinzinger told us that Ray Epps came and spoke to the committee, and he assured us that he's not an FBI confidential informant. That might be true. First of all, why are you protesting so much, you crying little bitch? But second of all, he doesn't have to be an FBI confidential informant to be an agent provocateur. He could work as a contractor. He could work for one of the intel agencies, right? Whole number of reasons. You gotta pierce through this stuff because the surface lies are just that, surface lies. And it just because Brett Baer tells you that doesn't mean it's fucking true. You understand that? Make other people understand it. That kind of boomer mentality of being slave to the networks is ridiculous. It's over. We're beyond that. But people are going to fall back into comfortable habits. But the real problem, most effective operators, are not the politicians or the oligarchs. It is the apparatchiks who implement the dastardly policies, legal or otherwise. The most effective operators are the police, who know that conservatives and righties and America First Trump supporters support the police. But to keep their pension, they'll enforce illegal mask mandates. They'll arrest people for eating without a mask. They'll come door to door if you refuse to get jabbed. They're the people that work at every bureaucracy, from the DMV to the animal control to the tax revenue department to the child social services and all that stuff. Those apparatchiks are the most tyrannical tyrants, because they pretend to be objective and immoral, and I'm just doing my job. And they're the ones who do the bidding of the oligarchs who are being covered for by the politicians. They are the worst. Believe me, I am surrounded by them. They are the most insipid, hollow people you will ever meet that come across as nice and, you know, we have to have rules and order. I'm just doing my job, but they are fucking worthless. Need to crush the enforcers at all levels of government, from your homeowners association to your church council to your corporate board to your local, county, state, federal government, at all levels. Crush the enforcers. Because you have to understand, the sinister hide behind the incompetent in order to have the mediocre impose tyranny on the capable. When the capable revolt, the tyrants are fucked. And you,
if you're listening to my voice, for however long I've been talking, holy shit, it's an hour 50 minutes, you are the capable. You need to revolt. You need to be smart, be organized. You need to do whatever you can, including sabotage, resistance, and being outspoken. Because the fact that a dotard puppet can turn the greatest economy into the worst, because the CIA rigged an election, conducted a color revolution, and executed a regime change coup in under 1 year, is the most solid evidence that the Republic ceased to exist a long time ago, and we are living under a military junta hurtling toward the Great Reset. A Great Reset techno-tyranny will fail. The transhumanist technocracy will never happen. The fucking space aliens, extraterrestrial biological entities don't exist. They're not fucking landing. They didn't build a pyramid under Antarctica. The Earth is not fucking flat. And no one is coming to save you. But it's going to fail. But its failure is part of the dialectic of thesis, antithesis, to create a new synthesis. Now, don't think that these oligarchs and Klaus Schwab have any belief it's going to fail. They think it's going to happen because they don't live in reality. They are the insane I started talking about, the intelligent insane I started talking about. They are Lucifer's children, and their father is a murderer and a liar from the beginning, and they are just like him. And in their paradigm, they don't account for God. They think that matter is all that there is, and technology, techne, which is actually magic. Oh, Rex, what do you mean technology and magic? It is the manipulation of matter without regard to knocking all technology. I'm speaking to you through technology. It's fucking wonderful. We wouldn't be where we are without technology. The technology that the World Wide Web, the Internet, and social media has given us has allowed us to communicate with each other that in ways we never would have had before. When you had to make a copy of a VHS tape and actually give it to somebody, your reach was limited. This is huge. I'm talking about using technology to put a Neuralink chip in your head.
Oh, well, but that helps the mute guy talk.
Well, yeah, there's some benefits to it, and in certain anecdotal cases, it's probably a good tool. But when they want to fucking microchip everybody and turn you into a cybernetic chimerical robot so that they can use you for whatever purpose they want, no, that's not good. It's not going to happen because they cannot download their, quote, consciousness into a machine and live forever. They're going to die. This thing, this transhumanist nightmare that they've been talking about and writing about for the past two centuries is doomed to fail because it does not comport with reality no matter how insane you are. Only question is that will the genocide, death, and destruction that it will bring be stopped, curtailed, or minimized? It's going to happen. It's going to kill a lot of people. It already is. But will it be stopped? Will it be minimized? That's an open-ended question right now. It's up to you. Nobody is coming to save you. Despite what Trump said yesterday, the greatest comeback, and I'm not saying that he's not going to have a comeback, and I'm not saying that he's not going to outplay the people who apparently seem to be controlling the narrative. It's possible. Napoleon did it. Trump could do it. But that's not going to save you. You know, the whole first 3 years, The assumption, because we don't know, was that Trump had help on the inside. I still think that that's true. How the fuck else did he win 2016? We only got the actual votes from five counties in five states. Sound familiar? The actual votes, where Trump actually won, wasn't a theft. We somehow were able to get the real data, despite what their attempted theft was, in 2016, and that's how we got in there. They fixed that for 2020. So somebody was helping on the inside. And the assumption was that Trump got the leverage information that, you know, some good guys, quote, white hats on the inside were helping him. And I suspect that's true. Of course, if they were all like General Flynn, who fucking stepped on his dick like the third day in his job, and I could see why they lost. Because let's face it, folks, he had some help. He didn't do it by himself. Well, we won the election. No shit, we fucking won the election. But he's not in the White House now, is he? We fucking lost. Can we make the comeback? I hope we can. I hope we can. We have to assume that there are still some people who are willing to help. Or they were just using him the whole time in a grand psyop. I don't know. But you do the right thing, given the information that you have. It's time that you have it. But I know for a fact that that won't save you. It'll be a huge victory in a battle in a much larger war, but that will not save us from these things because they'll roll it right back up and pull it out from under you a few years later. Guaranteed. Because the fundamental shift in awareness and truth still subverted. No one is coming to save you. It's up to you. And why is no one coming to save you? Because he already came to save you. 2,000 years ago, the eternal Logos, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, penetrated into history. The yes of a lowly virgin from the house of David. And God became man. He already came to save you. When he comes again, he's not coming to save you. Turn in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom shall have no end. And most of us, if not all of us, are going to meet him for our individual judgment before he returns. When he returns, we will all be raised from the dead, and we will all be judged. You need to win. You need to win here. You need to win now. You need to do the right thing. You need to do it heroically, with virtue. You need to be the victory, because Christ is already victor. That's never in question. The question is, are you a victor with him? Because the only other option, if you're not a victor with Christ, you're damned to the devil. You lose with Lucifer. And you really need to think about what that means. Because nothing else is more important. All right, nobody dared to call in. I've been doing this for 90 minutes. We're going to wrap it up. I don't know if I'll be able to do these weekly. I'm going to try. Because there's a lot going on. The president is going to be doing two rallies a month leading up to the great red wave of November, blah, blah, blah. But a lot's going to change between now and then. Much of it is going to be nightmarish. There will be victories. There will be defeats. There will be reversals. You need to always, boldly, and proudly speak the truth. Never, ever give up. Never, ever turn away from Christ, our salvation. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. This is Rex, signing off. The thunder of liberty rumbles on.
Countries are doing to us, China, everyone. They're killing us on trade. If I'm elected president, we will win, and we will win, and we will win. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mr. Trump, thank you.